This is your AFN Rota Daily Newscast.
I'm Petty Officer Johnny Garcia. U.S. Navy Seabee divers assigned to Underwater Construction Team 1, or UCT-1, and divers from the Seychelles Coast Guard, also known as SCG, completed a preliminary salvage mission to expand the berthing capacity of the port of Victoria December 22nd. UCT-1 divers assigned to Commander Task Force 68, or CTF-68, worked in tandem with SCG divers to start salvaging a wreck that posed a hazard to navigation at the site of a future pier expansion project. This mission will be used as a cornerstone for potential future diving engagements between the SCG and US forces, further strengthening the bond between the two nations. Working with the Seychelles Coast Guard has been a great experience, said Chief Builder Estevan Lopez, assistant officer in charge for UCT-1's detachment to CTF-68. They are an extremely professional group of divers and were more than willing to contribute their diving expertise throughout the job. I look forward to working with them more in the future. UCT-1 divers utilized exothermic cutting tools to break the wreck into small pieces before removing debris from the water, allowing for mission completion while leaving behind a minimal footprint. This mission was a perfect way for us to practice what we train on, said Steelworker 2nd Class Nicholas Ramirez, a diver who participated in the mission. Underwater cutting is a really specialized part of our jobs as Seabee divers, and it's awesome to be able to employ that capability in a way that actually helps the people in the Seychelles. CTF-68, headquartered at Naval Station Rota, Spain, commands all Navy Expeditionary Forces in U.S. European Command. In local news, the Liberty Center is hosting an open mic night event January 23rd at 6 p.m. Fresh lemonade and instruments will be provided. For more information, be sure to check out Vamos Magazine. Reporting from NAVSTAY Rota, I'm Petty Officer Johnny Garcia.